Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on what I had talked about yesterday, and I wanted to give an example of when somebody doesn't engage with something that is their genuine hobby and what that could look like. So I happened to come across a movie. I wasn't expecting to watch it, and I wasn't really even expecting to think it was a fun movie. I didn't really know what to think about it. I thought it would be more of like a kids movie, but it was actually for adults and kids. And it related well to what I've been talking about in regards to confidence and hobbies and happiness. And it's a movie called Miss Potter. It has Renee Zellweger in it, and it came out in 2006. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I had never even heard of it, but it happened to pop up on my TV for whatever reason. There were a whole bunch of movies I didn't even know I had access to, and it was a wide range of older movies, so you can watch them for free, and this was one of them. And whenever I read the plot of it, it reminded me of what I've talked about on here, which is engaging with your hobbies, even if your parent or somebody in your life might want you to do something different or might kind of look down on it. And in this case, I'm not going to say Miss Potter's mom was looking down on her hobby. I don't want to say that because that's not really how it was portrayed. It's just that her mom was wanting her to do something different with her life than what she was doing. And so the movie Miss Potter is about a woman named Beatrix Potter. And she was the author back in the early 1900s, the author of Peter Rabbit, the children's novels. She wrote like a whole bunch of kids' novels, which I didn't even know. I knew she had written Peter Rabbit, but I didn't know she wrote like a ton of children's novels. And she made a fortune off of it. But My point is, imagine if someone like that had never engaged with their hobby. You would never have all those books, right? And the movie is actually a really good example of somebody doing what genuinely brings them happiness, regardless of what anybody else is going to say about it. Because in the movie, it's kind of portrayed in the sense, I think her mom was worried she was going to be a spinster. So back then, they didn't want, a lot of times there was kind of this judgment or this vibe that you didn't want your daughter to become an old maid back then in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And it was a whole big thing, right? They wanted their daughters to get married. And in the movie, that's not what she wants. And she's in like her late 20s, early to mid 30s. And she's still not married, but she loves sketching and drawing animals, rabbits and mice and all these little creatures in the woods. And she makes little stories out of them. And then eventually she gets published and it's a huge success that becomes Peter Rabbit. But I thought that's a really good example, because if she had given up her hobby and decided to just do whatever her mom wanted her to do and just get married. And, you know, her mom, I'm not saying her mom didn't support her or think that it was cute what she was doing, but I think that's what her mom thought it was. It was just a cute thing. Like she never thought like her daughter could possibly really be a huge success with these sketches of bunny rabbits and these little stories. But it turned into like a major selling nursery rhyme, like a stories for kids. And so my point is, imagine if she had not engaged with that hobby. Imagine if she had given up on something that made her happy. She probably would be unhappy. She would be unfulfilled. And she wouldn't, it'd probably give her low self-esteem. She probably would have had low self-esteem if she had just given up her genuine hobby that made her happy. And again, there would never be all those books for kids, right? So it led to something much bigger. And, you know, your hobby doesn't have to lead to something that makes you a fortune. Hers just happened to do that. But I thought it was a really good example of someone who's engaging with something that maybe wasn't the most popular thing for a woman in her time and her position. But she just did it anyway. And she wasn't going to sort of be led around by her mom. And they kind of focused on that in the movie, that it was more the mom than the dad. Her dad seemed very supportive of it. He liked all of her sketches and her storytelling and all these things. Whereas her mom had more of this vibe that she wanted her to go to tea parties and marry off with somebody and everything and have a family. But I just wanted to kind of point that out, that movie, if you're wanting motivation to engage with a hobby, it was kind of a cute movie. I would say it's for adults and kids. They show a lot of things in there that would definitely get a kid's attention. But at the same time, a lot of the storyline is more for adults. It was a good movie. It was a cute movie. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched about half of it, and then I fast forward through a lot of it, and then I watched the ending. And she ended up like buying a huge amount of land in Northwest England, and then she ended up donating it to a trust, like a conservation trust thing. And I think you can still visit her home. Her home is a tourist site. It's like a 17th century home in England. But I thought that was a really good, that's a perfect example of somebody engaging with a hobby that genuinely makes them happy. She was not doing that for anybody else. She wasn't doing it for an image. She was actually doing the opposite. What she was doing was not for an image. She was doing what made her happy. And people ended up loving it. And it's just a really good example of what I've been saying on here. I also noticed really quick, I noticed a news article. I found this so interesting. This is off topic from what I was just talking about in regards to that author. This is a modern day news topic. But there was a guy who inherited like $7 million from his parents. And he was talking about how he feels so unfulfilled. And I guess he put this on Reddit or something. And my first thought was, he needs a hobby. He needs a hobby that he will genuinely make him happy. And some of the people's advice was, it wasn't go out and find a hobby, but they were sort of giving like typical advice that you might see, but they weren't being specific. Like what I'm doing on this podcast, I'm being really specific. You know, don't engage with a hobby for an image. Don't do this because of this. Engage with something that makes you genuinely happy, no matter what anybody says about it. That's the most important thing, and that will lead you to happiness. And so for that guy who feels so unfulfilled or whatever it was he was saying, he just felt bad and he had all this money, and I thought, well, he's not happy. So that's what he needs to do. So there you go. Problem solved. But anyway, that movie was a good example. If you're needing like a motivational tool, that movie Miss Potter with Renee Zellweger. I'm glad I came across it because I'd never heard of it. I'd never seen it. But it falls perfectly in line with what I was talking about. Do something that makes you happy, and don't worry about anybody, including your mom in this case. Don't worry what they think about it. You know, do it for you. It's your life, you know, and you need to be happy. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.